kingly confidence, masculine mastery, fearless freedom. Welcome to the podcast that supports you to show up in the world as the unapologetic, unfuckwithable, free-loving king you were born to be. Join Masculine Mastery Coach Mark Usher on a journey to releasing conditioned stories of unnecessary stress, struggle, and shame, while unlocking unlimited levels of inner peace, power, and prosperity in every area of your life. Fearless freedom comes to you as you self-authorize your masterpiece life, knowing in your truth, you move with nothing to prove. You are enough. And now, Mark.
You know, when you get down to it, you know, reaching peak performance in any endeavor, in any field of endeavor in life, ultimately it's not that difficult to understand. What you've got to look for are the key principles, the key training strategies, the key approaches that super successful people in that arena use. Then, of course, you can tweak it to your own personalized, individualized expression in the arena. But there's no point reinventing the wheel. This tool that I'm going to introduce you to is quite simply, in its essence, inarguably the most powerful relationship-building tool humanity has. This has outshone every other key communication strategy, relationship way of going about it, conscious communication, sexual being, attraction, whatever it is. Like, I mean, date, night, whatever the ideas are out there, there is no more potent, powerful, and brutally effective relationship strategy than this one I'm going to introduce you to. And yet, like most of the most potent ideas out there for improving a human's performance in the field of endeavor, it's one of the most underutilized, because the simplicity of it just leaves it sort of hanging on the shelf, unused. And it's such a tragedy, actually, that in modern life, where over 50% of marriages fail, the majority of the other relationships, and it's, you only find this out when you actually get to, you know, do live workshops, you work one-on-one with guys, you do enough men's groups, you start finding out that, you know, the shiny gloss, the social media version of relationships, there's always a different story behind the scenes. The great tragedy is that in a society where so much interrelational, marital disconnection is happening, such a tool goes underutilized. And the tool is appreciation. It's simple, yet in its simplicity, do not underestimate the radical power that the simple act of appreciating your queen, your woman, your goddess, your girlfriend, your partner. Do not underestimate the potency and the effect that that has long term in building an absolute exceptional, infinitely deepening intimate relationship with your woman. The core of this, the core, the feminine core of your woman, but there's a feminine core in you. Feminine grows by appreciation. What is appreciation? Appreciation, by its definition, if you go to the root of the word appreciation, you find that to appreciate something, the act of appreciation, is adding value to something. You know, if you think economically, when stocks appreciate in value, there's an adding of value. So the act of appreciating your woman, your queen, your goddess, it's just adding exquisite value. It's putting a magnifying glass on the precious nature of this woman's existence. You know, holding space simultaneously, sharing this human path, this journey of discovery together with you. The act of appreciating her is this act of letting her know explicitly just how deeply connected you are to her, how deeply valuable she is to you, how deeply you love and acknowledge just the precious nature it is to have her presence beside you in life. I'll put my hand up here. For the vast majority of my married life thus far, 14 years in, and like for the vast majority, maybe 11 and a half, 12 of those years, I was caught in the mundaneness, in the same shit, different dayness of the relationship. I thought I was appreciating, but I like, was I really like to the depths of appreciation? Well, I'm going to call myself out. No, I wasn't. And for the vast majority, you know, guys, early in the beginning, there's an appreciation. But then as time goes by and it's like the kitchen sink phase where, you know, the honeymoon phase is gone and the novelty of the relationship isn't there anymore, and the quirky sort of cool things about you that she was appreciating, and the quirky, nice new things that you were appreciating about her, and, you know, the quirkiness, the newness, the new car effectness is gone. You know, it's not the new car smell of the relationship is gone. It's just the smell of ye. Do you know that? The new car effect. Where it's like the car, the environment, the inner and outer environment, the feeling of the relationship, it's just same shit, the same shit, different dayness has taken hold. That's the point where, unless you're consciously practicing using daily appreciation as a way of life, a way of relating with your woman, very often, the vast majority of the time, women end up feeling taken for granted. Now, of course, this is two-way traffic. Like, you as a man, I mean, it's two-way traffic. Yet, here at Kings of Freedom, we're talking about you, the king. And the king takes the entire responsibility, the ability to respond upon himself. And if you, if there's a part of you, and I honour if there's a part of you that consciously recognises, it's like, wow, shit, my woman just doesn't appreciate me in a relationship. Well, I turn that on its head and say, okay, cool. That is a fair, that's a fair awareness to be aware that your woman, in your, by your perception, by your experience, she's not appreciating you. Well, the most powerful way to overcome that is what you see lacking. And this is not just in terms of appreciation or not being appreciated. What you perceive to be lacking in your relationship is to ask yourself this: well, how am I showing up in the relationship in that regard? You know, how much are you appreciating her? And if you're appreciating a bit, well, I would say double down, quadruple down on the amount of appreciation you're giving. Not with some sort of wanting appreciation in return. No, open-hearted, surrendered, non-attached appreciation offer over a period of time, a couple of weeks, a month, etc. Be a river of appreciation. Because a universal rule in relationships is what you find to be lacking when you quadruple down yourself and take ownership for bringing that aspect to the relationship, gifting your, we're talking about appreciation here, you gift your fullest appreciation and you gift it and it just becomes a part of your being. It's universal law, it's quantum law. You're going to start receiving that from your woman, from your goddess in relationship. So it's just a key thing if you're perceiving that you're not being appreciated. That is very important to honor, but Kings of Freedom, like your ultimate freedom comes from you taking ownership of your shit, first and foremost, always taking 100% responsibility of your side, and then the 100%, the other side, your queen side, that will come into place. But it only comes when you step into true radical ownership and kingship. Now, in the middle of talking about appreciation, you know, there are times when it can be an intense challenge. There can be a time in your relationship when, by your perception, it's really fucking difficult to find anything to appreciate about your woman. Touching base with you guys, have you ever had a period in your relationship? Can you look back and maybe there's several periods in your relationship? Maybe you're going through such a period right now in your relationship when, for a temporary period of time or prolonged period of time, you just don't feel that there's much to appreciate her. There's more depreciation going on. There's more a part of your mind that is just, it's easier to see the things that are wrong with her, the things that are not right with her, the things where she's just not appreciating you, the things where she's not showing up, the fact that, and there could be a river of words that you would describe in the privacy of your own mind, or maybe you're in open communication with her. There's certain words that come out that are not very complimentary of this woman. I'd put my hand up. There have been many times down the years in what has been an intensely dysfunctional relationship between myself and my queen down the years, where that there were moments when it was really difficult to connect with appreciation, to connect with a loving relating with her. And yet in the intensity of all of that, I use it first and foremost to deal with deeply out of balance dysfunctional relating with finances. I remember going into an office, there was this woman that was helping me out, and I ended up calling it the 95-5% rule. And the woman was giving me certain options, she was putting them on the table, she was supporting me in setting up a business, and for multiple different reasons, no need to go into them now, but quite a few of the options weren't available to me. Actually, like, not into the specifics, but there was the functional relating with my queen was sort of axing a lot of the options that this woman was putting on the table. And the woman sort of got a little bit exacerbated with me at one point. She was like, well, Mark, like, I mean, what are you going to do? Like, I mean, I'm giving you options, but you're saying no to quite a few. And what I explained to her is like, hey, look, I'm going to use my 95-5% rule. And she was sort of curious. I think it snapped her into curiosity and out of maybe a little bit of a resistance at that time. She was curious to know more. I was like, after 100% of the options you're putting on the table in front of me, 95% of those options, let's just say roughly, 95% of those options, they're not available to me. However, I can promise you now, I can commit to one thing. Of the 5% of options that are available to me, I am going to put 100% of my attention, my energy, my enthusiasm into engaging with those 5%. And thus, I have a 100% chance of a positive outcome here. The woman actually burst out laughing. She was sort of smiling. She thought I was, you know, just... I surmise that she thought it was... I had a personal thing with a lot of her advice. But she suddenly understood me and she started smiling. She was laughing and then she was on board. She was like, okay, well, that actually makes sense. And as it came to pass, it worked. The 5% that I engaged with 100% of my time, attention, energy, and enthusiasm, there was a massive result that came off the back of that. And yet, I ended up extending the 95-5% rule into my relationship with my goddess. In the moments when, and I'm talking about breakdown, breakthrough moments, I'm talking about real moments where, I don't know if you've been there, but like, you know, in married life, when you get to the point where you know you're going through a moment when, depending on the conversation, the outcome of a conversation, the outcome of a day and experience, you don't really know by the end of that day if you're going to be still in the relationship with your woman. If you don't know by the end of that day if you're going to still be in the same house as your kids. I'm talking about those times. I'm talking about, like, you know, intense, challenging moments when my mind, it was breakdown, breakthrough, it was black or white. I had to focus my mind to get through. And I can tell you, I wouldn't be here now if I didn't have a tool that was equally potent to meet the challenge of the most challenging moments in my marriage thus far. Like, I'm talking like extraordinarily intense moments. And the 95-5% rule is the rule, is the paradigm I was looking to apply appreciation within relationship. And it just works like that. If at a moment, and like it could be 95%, it could be like fucking 60%, it could be 99% of what comes up in your mind by habit, but the most regular things that are coming up in your mind is like just what's fucking wrong about your woman, just what's not right, what she's doing wrong, where she's out of whack, where it's her wounds that are spewing shit all over the relationship, not yours, where I don't know, like her relationship with her friends, she's allowing shit in, her relationship with her in-laws, she's throwing shit at your side of the family, blah, 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 blah. Your mind is just like saturated with perceptual awareness of your woman's lack, of what's wrong with her, of where she's not showing up, or she's showing up in a way that is incorrect, and it's just dysfunctional. In moments when it seems like it's breakdown, breakthrough, that, you know, you're just saturated and things, you want things to go on, but you just can't get any grasp on it. The 95-5% rule is absolutely crucial. In the most intense moments, I would take out what I thought, what I used, which was, I called it the positive aspects journal. It's a law of attraction idea, but it supported me that on a daily basis at night, I would literally just journal positive aspects about my queen. Intense moments. Seems like everything was slipping away. And I journal. And it could be like 10 things one night. Could be like a start of 4 or 5. Maybe my mind the first night would just be so grudging. It'd be like, ah, it'd be a cough and a burp and a fart to get 3, 4, 5 things positive to say. But what I found was the very next evening, or the next time I was journaling, 6 or 7 came. And then 10 things came. And then I found myself, I take out a photo album. You know, early days when her firstborn came. And, you know, I just look and call it sentimentality. I just take a sentimental journey to better times, you know. And it's like, ah. Then memories, I jot down positive aspects of memories. And now I'm tapping back into the beautiful, amazing woman she was and bringing a child into the world. And then that trip when she did that and said this and we were there. And it's like, oh yeah. And now I'm in this activated mode of appreciation. And as I'm, you know, imbuing my nervous system, reconnecting, reinvigorating the neural pathways in my mind and my nervous system that just tune in, tap in, turn on to the preciousness of my beautiful woman in front of me, I'm adding value. And the more I was doing this, the more that on a daily basis, I would just naturally see things to appreciate about my woman. And then that's the second part. It's like, you've got to fucking express it. There's no point. You know, most guys, the vast majority of guys, really love their women. Really do. Yet, in the busyness of things and in the busyness of putting out fires left, right and center and like the just the busyness of life, of chores around the house, maintaining life, minding in-laws, talking with the neighbors, the local sports club that you're a chairman of, work, finances, if you have kids, parenting, taxi driver, dad, here, there, everywhere. The last thing that we tend to so often is the relationship. And the act of appreciation in the busyness of family life, in modern relationships, in running everything that's going on, the chaos of it all, is easier to just switch on like social media and just browse down and just bring appreciation to the woman that's there in front of you. Yet, here is why appreciation is such a powerful, potent strategy and tool available to you. If you're the one man that actually takes on board what I'm saying here and you go, okay, boom, I'm going to take this. If Mark says, and maybe like, I hope you have some experiences of when you did actually appreciate your woman, just how transformative it is. But if you are the one guy in the crowd, that really, really wise man that goes, if I'm being told by Mark that this is super potent and super powerful and it's the most powerful relationship strategy to build an epic, sensational, infinitely deep, intimate relationship with your woman, well, I will use it. Makes good sense. If you're wise, if you've like a wise head on those beautiful pair of shoulders, I'd be inviting you. I'd be directly challenging you to use this. And I'm directly challenging you to be the one that's listening in. There's more and more guys listening in, but I'm talking to you. Right now, I'm talking to you. If you're jogging, if you're driving the car, if you're walking, if you're washing the dishes, if you're doing whatever and you're listening to this, I'm talking to you. I want your nervous system now at this point to wake up and go, oh, hold on. Newsflash, he's talking to me. Yes, you. I want you, more than any other man in the world, to take this on board and imbue your entire relationship with appreciation. Why? Because my deepest wish and my deepest desire is that, you know, you will find that by practicing this, your woman will just light up, her feminine goddess, queenly self will light us up so much that over the next week, the next 4 weeks, the next year, and beyond, you will have opened up a path of least resistance for yourself and your woman to just enjoy blissful relating and a happily ever after from this one tool. Am I oversimplifying it? Of course, a little bit. But it's the most fucking potent tool, and if you're not doing it, everything else is more difficult. When you are doing it, everything else is easier. Just getting black and white, masculinity, the masculine core is black and white rationality. It's just fucking give it to me straight between the eyes, black and white. You appreciate loads, bring it in as a way of relating, a way of life on a daily basis in your relationship. Everything in your life is easier. You don't do it, and you only do it on holidays, or when you have a couple of drinks, or blah, 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 or when your wife gets fucking sick, your woman gets sick. Sometimes there are these times when we burst into tears and we realize how fucking important they are. We start appreciating them when they're gone, when they've left, like, for a week at work, when they've fucked off with another guy, and we're like, oh, all of a sudden you appreciate them. Now is the time to appreciate them. Before they're sick, before they're dead, before they're fucked off, before they're cheating, before your marriage gets so stale that your woman has to give you like a marriage ultimatum, blah, blah, blah. Now is the time. Now, not yesterday. Best time to plant a tree is today or 20 years ago. If you haven't started 20 years ago appreciating your woman, today is a great time to start today. Not tomorrow, not in 20 years' time, today. That's the challenge. So the Positive Aspects Journal, it's a good thing to do even if you're in a great mode, like you're in a great and you just want to reach the next level. By all means, just jot down on a weekly basis, a daily basis, to just like crank it up a bit in the 95-5% rule. And you will find that once you epically focus within the 5%, you're 100% of your time and energy in appreciating and forgetting the 95%. That 5% suddenly becomes 10%, 20%, and then you're just an ocean of appreciation of your woman. There's this saying I like saying, it's like you've got to do the work to perceive the goddess to earn the right to receive the goddess. It's an inside out job, guys. Kings of freedom. The king archetype is that witnessing awareness inside you that follows quantum law, that knows the environment on the outside is mapped out, is created from the seeds you plant on your inside, the vision you have, the thoughts you think, the words you speak, and the actions you take in the world. You are the creator. But you've got to do the work to perceive the goddess. And part of that work is appreciation. It's the Positive Aspects Application 95-5% rule. It's daily conscious appreciation, expressing it verbally and in many different ways with your woman. Three really powerful prompts for you. If you really are the one that's deeply committed to this and you're like, wow, I actually really want to bring this. So one way is just general appreciation, where like several times a day, in the morning, afternoon, evening, when you come in, before going off to bed, like an active appreciation before going to bed can be like, oh, just three things I appreciate about you, three things I appreciate about life, whatever. It's like just an appreciation, adding value to your woman and to your life. Three really powerful prompts are: in conversation with your woman, sit down in front of her, eye to eye, soft contact, a little bit of light touch, have a lovely moment in your day. What I appreciate about you is ... fill in the gap. What I appreciate about you is, you know, and just add in those things that you wouldn't speak on a regular day. It doesn't come up. But in this sort of a practice, you know, what I appreciate about you is, it sets the challenge to your nervous system to come up with beautiful stuff. And that is such a beautiful thing for a woman to hear. And first of all, to see and witness you leading as a conscious king, leading as the man. the vast majority of times it's a role reversal. It's the woman saying, oh, you don't appreciate me enough, and like so much time goes by, and then you have a marriage ultimatum, you're being asked, invited initially, and then fucking downright told to go to get your ass into relationship therapy, or that's it, or, you know, just in conflict and in arguments. It's like, oh, you don't appreciate me enough, you don't think I'm sexy, blah blah blah. It's all about appreciation. The second prompt is, I love it when you dot dot dot, fill in the gap. I love it when you flick your hair in the sun. I love it when you wear your hair down. I love it when you make that, I'm trying to think, it's like things here. I love it when you make chocolate pear cake. Wow, that's one thing for me. It's like fucking chocolate pear cake. Man, I go crazy for that shit. I love it when you, and you add in the gap. The third one is, something I've wanted to tell you is. You know, something I've wanted to tell you is, it almost engenders this sort of a feeling of, it's been on the background of my mind, but it's just by that prompt, it's like, something I've been wanting to tell you is, just how special it is to have you in my life. Something I've wanted to tell you is, I just appreciate so much how you have shown up with the girls recently and how you're improving your patience with the girls as a mother. Something I've always wanted to tell you is, I love it when you do that thing at night, you know, that pelvic movement, how you just shift your hips in that type of position, you name it. Appreciator. So the three prompts again, what I appreciate about you is, dot, 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 fill in the gap. I love it when you, dot, 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 fill in that beautiful gap with your own unique, juicy appreciation of the woman in your life. And then something I've wanted to tell you is. This is just stuff to get you going, guys. It properly is, hands down, the most epically transformative, powerful, conscious relationship tool on the planet. I don't think anything beats it. If you're not appreciating, well, the feminine essence is going to be like a dry desert. So you can be doing everything else in the world, but if you're not appreciating her, she's not going to be feeling the love. It is foundational. It is fundamental. It's absolutely essential. So you want to get that. We've spoken before about the feminine sexual energetic center. It's water. You know, it's like water. You slowly heat it up, heat it up, heat it up, and you keep it at boiling temperature. Appreciation of her in all different levels, specific nod and bow to sexual relating, you know, appreciation of, you know, her body, appreciation of her sexual essence as a woman, appreciation of her attractiveness, appreciation of just how physically fit she looks, how sexy she looks in certain clothes. Appreciation, appreciation, appreciation. It's really important within that realm, but it's important in all that you appreciate consciously all aspects of her being. Feels right just here at the end. It's just a memory was coming up for me. It's about 3 years ago now when I had like the breakdown or breakthrough moment of all breakdown and breakthrough moments. We've had many of them, but this is like the King Kong of it. I remember doing deep men's work like for 4, 5, 6 months, and the more I was doing it, the more I was getting in tune with my emotions. And then one afternoon, I may have shared this before, but I'll share it again anyway for fresh ears. I remember just looking over. I was coming across the yard. We've a lovely backyard. It's this beautiful yard where there's like the 8 stables for the horses. There were our sheds. There's a lovely fence and hedge by the roadside. And then there's our house. So this beautiful, intimate, private yard that we have. And in the summer months, nice days, myself and Matilda would have our king and queen connection cup of tea across the yard with the pear and chocolate cake that was mentioned earlier on really special evenings for me. But I remember just walking across one time, and a part of my mind just goes, look back across. And Matilda was over the far side. She was tidying up a few bits and a few clothes were hanging out. And I remember looking across, and part of my mind literally was like, Mark, would you just, like, what are you at? Just go on inside. I mean, you've got a few things to get to get to do. But a part of my mind was like, just sit and look, stand and look. And I was just looking across, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, tears started streaming down my face. Just looking across the yard, and in the space of like, could have been like clock time, 60 seconds, 90 seconds max. Just, it was like I was seeing my goddess for the first time. This, every single action of hers was an act of love. You know, she was tidying away the tea that she made. She was tidying away, you know, the cake, and it was a home-baked cake. And she turned, and there was a couple of, like, there was the little mini clothesline. She was taking off clothes and folding them, and she just brushed down a few bits, and everything was an act of love. And the tears coming down my face, it was like just the ultimate feeling of appreciation of the amount of tiny little, often missable actions, expressions of my woman's love and how she interacts in our home, in our environment, how she minds me, the kids, tends to things. And it just was so spellbinding for me to recognize that level of appreciation inside of me. I've had moments like that since, but maybe not to that depth of felt emotionality. But it rocked me to my core, just the level of love and appreciation that I have for her. And I know you, if you're in a deep, long-term, committed relationship with your woman at the moment, there is that deep down. There is a deep down cognizant awareness of how special your woman is, of these beautiful, amazing actions, things she says, she does, that the vast majority of the time they go unnoticed. But this is why I invite you so wholeheartedly to consciously, if you have a practice, up it. And if you haven't to practice, well, wow, the amount you have to gain and your relationship has to gain by practicing this. But to go all in on consciously appreciating your woman on a daily basis and bring it in as a way of life, it will revolutionize, revitalize, reinvigorate the loving, deep, intimate sexual connection that you have with your queen in a way that will bring uncommon levels of love and appreciation and joy, not just for your woman, but for you in return, because she will return the favor in time. In time, when she sees you're consistently doing it in the kingly way, as the king that you are. So guys, that was appreciation. Quite simply, the most powerful tool to building a strong relationship in bad times, and indeed building good times. But really, I know, I expect this will be of epic significance for you, knowing how brutally, amazingly effective it is. It's only up for you. It's a conscious choice. How high a standard do you want to hold for your relationship? How high a standard are you willing to set inside yourself for the love and appreciation that you experience, that you gift your woman? Set the highest standard available to you. By the way, NB, nota bene, there's always a higher standard available. That's the kingly way. Expansion is the game we play. Set the highest standard available for appreciation. Knock it out of the park and see the most amazing relationship unfold, and see how your goddess melts into bliss and starts looking at you with eyes of a queen seeing the greatest king she ever could be waking up with and going to sleep with every single day for life, and loving the fact every moment along that journey with you. What other existence would you bother your arse showing up to create as a man in relationship? Everything else is mediocre beyond that. Go have an amazing kingly day, spreading love, joy, and especially appreciation to your woman in every facet on a daily way. Sending you lots of love from Roscommon, Ireland. Go have an amazing kingly day.
Thank you for listening to the Kings of Freedom podcast. To receive no BS proven strategies to unlock limitless levels of peace, power, and purpose as you lead your family and create your have-it-all life, sign up now to the Kings of Freedom email list. Find the link in the podcast episode description or at www.kingsoffreedom.me.